Good morning. It's Thursday, June 17th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Mild spring weather will continue Thursday with a high of 83 degrees, a slight breeze from the north, and 0% chance of rain. Look for an overnight low of around 60. In our top story, Governor Roy Cooper issued a pardon of innocence Wednesday for Charles Ray Finch, a Wilson man who spent more than 40 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. Finch was convicted of killing a gas station owner in Black Creek during an armed robbery in 1976. An appeals court found fault with a line of police conducted and with a witness who identified Finch as the killer. Finch was convicted even though three witnesses placed him elsewhere at the time of the killing. Mr. Finch and others who have been wrongfully convicted deserve to have that injustice fully and publicly acknowledged, Cooper said in granting the pardon. With the pardon, Finch can now seek compensation from the state for the time he spent in prison. In pandemic-related news, Environmental Protection Agency Chief Michael Regan was in Raleigh Wednesday to encourage people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, which causes COVID-19. Regan, who previously led the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, spoke with volunteers who were going door-to-door in the Pines of Ashton apartments in Southeast Raleigh offering vaccines. The Biden administration has set a goal of vaccinating 70% of the country's adults by July 4th. North Carolina, now just over 50%, is not expected to hit that mark until Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, angry parents complained to the Wake County School Board about children still being required to wear protective masks while they attend class. Several parents urged the board to violate the state requirement and let students go maskless. Board members said they could not violate the executive order on masks, which follows guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. No vaccines have been approved for children younger than 12. In transportation news, the city of Raleigh will receive an additional $5.4 million from the federal government to help build a bus rapid transit system starting next year. The money comes from the American Rescue Plan Act, which was approved by Congress and signed by President Biden in March. The Federal Transit Administration had already pledged $35 million for the project, which is expected to start service in 2024. If you're looking for a bright spot in the news, you can't do much better than a field of sunflowers. And Raleigh's famous sunflower fields will bloom again this year on 8 acres of land divided between Dix Park and the North Carolina Museum of Art. COVID-19 limited viewing opportunities in 2020, but with the flowers being planted now, Raleigh may again become the city of sunflowers in late July. Visitors are definitely welcome. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.